This is a podcast from WGBH Radio Boston. Hear more at wgbh.org/classical.
Hello, podcast listeners. This is Michelle Sweet, producer of Classical Connections. A series about classical music in Massachusetts would be remiss without a mention of the Boston Early Music Festival. It's a biennial festival that attracts early music specialists and fans literally from around the globe. So this week on Classical Connections, we peered over the shoulder of WGBH producer Alan McClellan when he paid a visit to the festival's exhibition.
Every 2 years, performers, ensembles, instrument makers, music publishers, virtually anyone who has a specialty or an interest in early music finds Boston the destination of choice for the Boston Early Music Festival. An opera is the centerpiece of the festival, but it's also a 12-day marathon of concerts, lectures, and the exhibition. The exhibition is all about displaying and demonstrating musical instruments that existed in the early days, some of which seem exotic and strange to us now, others that are quite ordinary.
Well, you can hardly have an early music festival without having recorder events. I mean, that's the instrument that people probably associate most with early music. Of course, in the Renaissance, that was the thing to do for entertainment. It's still worldwide. It's something that people do for recreation. I mean, if you are wandering around through here, you'll find recorder makers from Japan, Germany, France, back behind you there, of course the U.S., this being in Boston.
Many of the instruments on display look very much like instruments we recognize from today's symphony orchestra. The viola da gamba, for instance, could easily be confused with the cello, but it's a five-string instrument, not four, and without an end pin.
Gamba, Italian for leg.
Not that we bow it with our legs, but we hold it with our legs, right?
Yes.
And are these new instruments that you've built yourself? Or?
Yes. They're all very recently finished, literally like a couple of last weeks.
Is the Boston Festival, how does it rank in your view along with other festivals where you go?
Well, I just know the European festivals in Boston, I think, is bigger.
There are also instruments that are related to Western ones, but that originated in a whole other place, like the Japanese shakuhachi.
Shakuhachi is a Japanese traditional bamboo flute. Usually, Japanese shakuhachi made in bamboo, but our shakuhachi made in maple.
That's wonderful. Can you play it for me a little bit?
Only a little bit.
Okay.
Other instruments are kind of like the dodo birds of the instrument world, quite strange and pretty much extinct.
I've just come across this amazing sound here. Could you make this sound again for me? That's great. And what is this thing?
This is a trumpet marine, or tromba marina.
And when would it have been a popular instrument? Because I haven't seen too many around these days.
They're most popular in the early 1700s.
Marina makes me think that perhaps it has something to do with the ocean.
No one quite knows where marine comes from. It could be ocean, could be Marian, some kind of form of Mary.
And is there any particular kind of repertoire that it's good for?
It works on natural trumpet. It can play the same natural trumpet repertoire. Also, there's some specific things written for trumpet marine and strings or a suite.
Okay, so can you describe this to me? It's a very unusual looking thing.
Well, it's very tall, 6.5 feet tall, and the string is about 6 feet long, and it plays entirely harmonics, and there's a bridge that buzzes on the soundboard making the sort of rattly, trumpety sound.
And just one string, made of what?
Sheep gut.
Fantastic. Play a little bit more here, and we'll...
And then there are instruments that have visual oddities, too, like this lira viola, one instrument maker was showing me, a bowed instrument about 3.5 feet long, shaped a little like a guitar, except...
What's particular about this instrument is instead of having C bouts, it has J bouts, which mean that one corner, the top corner, is not there. It also has a butt crack right there.
I see.
The shape of the bottom of the instrument... is like a heart shape. It's like a viola that's tuned 1/5 lower, so it's between a viola and a cello.
So for lots of interesting sights and sounds from the forefathers of our current day instruments, check out the Boston Early Music Festival's exhibition. It takes place this year from June 10th to 13th at the Radisson Hotel Boston. I'm Alan McClellan for Classical Connections.
Classical Connections is made possible by an NEA American Masterpieces grant through the Massachusetts Cultural Council. Do you enjoy these little features? Do you have a favorite? If you do, I would love to hear from you. You can send me an email to Michelle, that's with two L's, _ sweet, sweet, at wgbh.org. That's Michelle, _ sweet, at wgbh.org. Thanks.